Forensic experts inspect the bus at the centre of a deadly hostage taking in Manila. 8 tourists from Hong Kong were killed in the 11-hour standoff, which ended when police shot dead the gunman, a disgruntled former police officer who wanted his job back. 8 others were injured, with 2 in critical condition in hospital. Relatives of the victims arrived in Manila Tuesday morning to take the bodies of their loved ones home. The Philippines President, Benigno Aquino, expressed his sympathies to the victims' families and ordered an investigation into the situation, which he had hoped would end peacefully.
So we were hoping, as it were, you know, as the stress wore him down, then he'd be more and more amenable to finding an amicable or peaceful solution to the problem. Unfortunately, that changed. And it changed quite rapidly.
In Hong Kong, a flag flies at half-mast. Public anger is mounting over the handling of the siege, forcing Philippine authorities to defend their actions, saying the botched rescue was complicated by the fact the gunman had access to TV and radio. Chief Executive Donald Tsang said he hoped the Philippines government would give him a full account of what happened.
This is a major tragedy. Disappointing that Hong Kong residents trying to make a pleasure trip to Manila ended up with death and casualties. This is very tragic. And the way it is handled, particularly the way the outcome, I find it is disappointing.
Earlier, curious onlookers gathered at the site of the siege, with many worried about the impact on tourism, as Hong Kong advised residents to avoid travelling to the country. Kirsty Bassett, Reuters.